2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West. I'm Bruce Cameron, and this program is Come All Ye. Welcome along. Good to have your company again today for a program of folk music. Rather different program today. No featured album for a start. And I'd planned a program, and we'll hear that one that I'd planned sometime in the future. But the last minute I changed my mind and I thought, well, I've been making programs for a long time and a lot of the content has been making people think and get concerned about what's going on in the world and how things are changing and are challenging. I thought, nah, the heck with it. Let's have a program where you don't have to think too much and you might even smile.
When you see them dance a Borneo, you'll just put your jewels in Borneo. Way down on Borneo Bay.
When this program was launched, 1976, would you believe? Its title was Folk, Bush and Jug. It only became Come All Ye in 1978. So I still like jug band music. I don't play it very often on the program, but we heard some there. Borneo from Jim Queskin and the Jug Band from an album simply called Greatest Hits. I think I've been playing music from that album for the whole time the program's been in existence. This is Come All Ye. Now, here's a track called The Old Arcs Are Movin' by a country music performer with the wonderful name John 7 Foot Dilly Dillyshaw.
Oh, Billy, I gotta go forward. This bloody came in the ark, it stood. No likes are moving, moving, moving. No likes are moving, moving along. Who built the ark? Now who built the ark? Oh, no, my lord. No likes are moving, moving, moving. No likes are moving, moving along. March the animals two by two, the hippopotamus and the kangaroo. No larks are moving, a moving, a moving. No larks are moving, a moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, no, no.
Now who built the ark? Oh, no, my lord. No larks are moving, a moving, a moving. No larks are moving, a moving along. Noah and the devil cleaned 7 up. The devil win the ark and Noah wouldn't give it up. But no larks are moving, a moving, a moving. No larks are moving, a moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, Noah, Noah.
Who built the ark? Oh, Noah, my lord. No larks are moving, a moving, a moving. No larks are moving, a moving along. I know it sent a dove find dry land. The dove came back with a big grain of sand. And those larks are moving, moving, moving. Those larks are moving, moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, no, no.
Now, who built the ark? Oh, no, my lord. Those larks are moving, moving, moving. Those larks are moving, moving along. Had no hat, had no crown, looked like a poor man living in town.
No man's moving, moving, moving,
no dark's moving, moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, no, and no.
Now who built the ark? Oh, no, and my lord. No dark's moving, 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 no dark's moving, moving along.
I had no buggy, had no spokes. I looked like Grandpap and all of his folks.
No larks are moving, moving, moving. No larks are moving, moving along.
Who built the ark?
Oh, no, and no.
Now who built the ark?
Oh, no, and my lord.
No larks are moving, moving, moving. No larks are moving, moving along.
I had no hat, had no brim, looked like a crow's nest swinging on a limb.
No larks are moving, moving, moving.
No larks are moving, moving along. Who built the ark?
Oh, no, and no.
Now who built the ark?
Oh, no, and my lord.
No larks are moving, moving, moving. No larks are moving, moving along.
Tell Sister Mary, tell Sister Jane, I'll be home on that morning train.
No larks are moving, moving, moving. No larks are moving, moving along.
He built the
She told me just to curl up and die. I crept out to drown my sorrows at a place called No Tomorrows, where the old man came and he looked me in the eye. Old Blevins. Well, I could tell he had some wisdom to impart. Some story that was etched and burned and stamped upon his heart. Then his eyes began to glisten, 'cause he could see that I would listen. We sat there at that bar till nearly three. And this is what old Blevins said to me. He said, blah, 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 in Tijuana, blah, 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 back in 1963. He said, blah, 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 you should have been there. Blah, 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 is what old Blevins said to me. Well, I sat there and I listened to his words as they flapped around my head like little birds. Had he gone plumb round the bend, or could I just not comprehend? His lips were writing lines I could not read. When suddenly it all came clear to me, as he said, blah, 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 them crazy hippies, blah, 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 no effect on me. He said, blah, 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 blah. fashion, blah, 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 and he would not leave me be. Well, old Blevins was still talking when I seized my chance to flee. Back home she's never known I'm not the fool I used to be. But I know that a man and a woman's lives were somehow changed by a loathsome, toothless geezer, incoherent and deranged. And my memories of that evening fuel an inner mounting fear that I might become oblivious anywhere that they sell beer. And I'll say blah, 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 blah. I don't remember. Blah, 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 blah. Mistakes were made. I'll say blah, 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 blah. How about them cowboys? Blah, 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 like old Blevins used to say. Old Blevins.
Terry Clinton leading the way there. Oh, thank you. Terry Clinton with Christina Mamocchi and Kate Andrews. They were a trio based in Sydney called Touchwood. Old Blevins, an old song, American song. Before that, we heard John 7 Foot Dilly, Dilly Shaw. The old arcs are moving. Today's program, no great depth to the songs. Oh, well, there might be if you look really carefully, but if there is, it's total accident on my part. I just thought I'd prepare a program that was a little cheerful for a change, perhaps. Regular listeners may be grateful. This is John Carty and his daughter Maggie Carty from an album called Settle Out of Court. Various versions of this exist. This is a nice one. When the Breakers go back on full time, they'll put Seamus in pants.
The breakers go back on full time. Our troubles are o'er, Mrs. Murphy, for the Dutchman next door tells me straight. For the miners start full time on Monday, that's what he tells me at any rate. For the bossman told Michael this morning, breakers go back on full time.
I think the big winner out of that transaction would be Seamus. Would you agree? He'll finally get a pair of pants. That's Maggie Carty and her father, John Carty, when the Breakers go back on full time. You're listening to Come All Ye. We'll go a little more modern now because electric washing machines, great boon for the household.
Well, I sure do miss that good old electric washing machine. The one that we ain't got around here no more. And I sure do miss that big round tub and them stomping, swinging sounds. And I miss them groovy puddles on the floor. Doing just sits there in all of its glory on Monday morning, way over in a corner of the basement, going, But the old one went. Well, I cry when I see that brand new automatic washing machine. 'Cause I'm sentimental for the old machine still yet. 'Cause the old one really looks like a real live washing machine. But the new one just looks more like a television set. New one just sits there going, But the old one went.
Think that's it. Time for a new washing machine. That's John Hartford, good old electric washing machine from a lovely album called The Good Old Days. Not good old, just good old. Good old days. I'll play a few instrumentals in the program as well today, as usual, and they're all going to be Australian performers. The first one comes, first track in that category, comes from a group called No Such Thing, from the Illawarra. We'll hear Moylan Brothers' tune, Uncle Adam Ebert's, and Bruce Smith's set tune. Three tunes from Bruce Smith from Tenterfield, New South Wales. Now, the group is a very informal, large social group of musicians that get together once a week. And finally, they got around to recording a couple of albums. Good for them. And they take their name, No Such Thing, from somebody once accusing an Australian folk musician of, you can't be playing Australian folk music, there's no such thing. Well, here's some.
Thank you.
a real community group from the Illawarra called No Such Thing. A set of tunes from the repertoire of Bruce Smith, who came from Tenterfield, northern New South Wales. Moylan Brothers, Uncle Adam Eberts, and Bruce Smith's set tune. You're listening to Come All Ye. Here's Pat Drummond.
I guess he never got over cracking night. He must have been a mongrel of a kid. The type to put the bungers in your mile box, screw up all the hinges in the lid. I must admit I did it in my day. And most of us grow up and give it away. Well, heaven forbid, like midnight did, go working for the RTA. Now, Midnight was a ganger at the Langerin. That's 40 kilometres north of Hay. He was the bloke that did the blasting for the main roads department long before they ever were the RTA. But he had his own agenda at the broken down Wagenda where the fence was never mended, just for fun. And nearly every Friday night he'd liberate some jelly night and go eradicating rabbits on the run. Innovative, we'd have to give him that. He used to catch himself some bunnies in a chicken wire trap. And then he'd throw them in the ute with the catalogue to boot. Half a dozen stick to jelly in the caps. You see, I guess he never got over cracking hot. He must have been a mongrel of a kid. The type to put the bungers in your mitre box and blew off all the hinges in the lid. Well, I must admit I did it in the day. But most of us grow up and give it away. Oh, heaven forbid, like midnight did, go working for the RTA. Now, we'd have never heard the story of the misbegotten sortie if he hadn't gone and used our bloody ute. But he took it from the depot and he headed for a burrow where the tracks around were relatively new. He'd take a rabbit from the trap, strap the jelly to its back, and fuse the whole contraption to a detonator cap. He'd let the thing go, the dog would chase it down the hole. Within a half a minute, that was that. And I tell you, when I'm talking little blasts, I used to see him up in Sydney on the seismographs. But within a week or two, that eradicating fool had the bunny population down by half. He should have given it away. It was getting on for dark. But he had just one more rabbit, and he found another mark. But what the ganger didn't spot as he dropped it from the box was that the hole that he had found had been invaded by a fox. Still, he let the thing go. It zipped down the hole, and he returned to the utility to watch. Now, folks, I've got to tell you, that bunny left the burrow like a bullet from a barrel, with a flurry of the fox in pursuit. And as it came across the clearing, it was looking for some cover. And the first thing that it spotted was a ute, and his eyes flew wide as the three of them arrived, the bunny and the fox and old two. And the last thing that he saw as they zipped under the floor was the jelly as it jagged a mountly root. Well, it's a miracle that Midnight wasn't killed. There were little bits of holes scattered all over the hill. And just to cap the situation, he claimed workers' compensation. And he reckons that his ears are ringing still. Now, I was the bunny that had to explain this entire affair to maintenance division up in Rose Hill in Sydney. So I did the report. And it said, "Dear boss, I guess he never got over cracking high. Must have been a mongrel of a kid. The type to put the bungers in your mile box and blew off all the hinges in the lid. I must admit I did it in the day. But most of us grow up and give it away. Well, heaven forbid, like midnight did, go working for the RTA. Yeah, heaven forbid, Lord Midnight did. Got work of all the RTI. Yeah, little boys that never grow up. Well, I guess they join the army. Or become economists. Or go working for the RTI.
Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. For at the time of writing it, I'm not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why I am not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. But tossing them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, he is an awkward sod, and he said I had to cart them down the ladders in me hod. Well, clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow, so I hoisted up a barrel and secured a rope below. But in me haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top I banged the pulley with me head. But I clung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, while the barrel spilled out half its bricks some 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. But I clung on tightly to the rope, me body racked with pain, and halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway down the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty case of shock. But I clung on tightly to the rope as I fell towards the ground, and I landed on the broken bricks the barrel had scattered round. Well, as I lay there on the floor, I thought I'd passed the worst. But the barrel hit the pulley wheel, and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I didn't have a hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel now being heavier, it started down once more. It landed right across me as I lay there on the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say, I hope you'll understand why I am not at work today.
Two songs with a vaguely workers' comp theme about them. The second one also including a reference, I guess, to physics. Simply called the Bricklayer's Song, otherwise known as Why Paddy's Not at Work Today. But there it's the Bricklayer's Song from Scottish performers The Corries. Before that, Pat Drummond with one of his, Working for the RTA. We'll go a little more highbrow now. The next two, opera and Shakespeare.
I love to sing along with Janet Baker and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau too, or croon along with Martin Hill. In fact, just about anybody will do, as long as they're singing opera, be they tenor, bass or soprano. I will stretch my vocal cords to fit, I just love them so. I love to sing along with Joni and Victoria de Los Angeles, or Enrico Caruso. He's dead, so he can't possibly disagree, as long as they're singing opera, be they tenor, bass or soprano. I will stretch my vocal cords to fit, I just love them so. One night I went to the opera, I was sitting in the very first row. When Joni opened up to sing, I could see what made her vibrato. All at once I was transported to sing along with her so. When I felt the end of Ricky's baton, I still don't know why. The moral of my story is, when sitting in the very first row, just leave your vocal cords at home and never look straight at a vibrato, or you'll find yourself transported on the end of a baton show. And don't into the harbour to sing with the sharks, to sing with the sharks.
Oh, the king, he was sitting in his garden all alone, when his brother in his ear dropped a wee bit o' henbane. Then he stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow, but the dead king walked in, got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him neat and clean and show the nation what a fraud he is." The boy said, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll have to play it crafty, so that no one will suspect me. I'll pretend that I'm a dafty." So we all accept Horatio, his beloved trusty friend. Hamlet, that's the boy, pretends he's round the bend. And because he wasn't ready for obligatory killing, he tried to make the king think that he's tuppence off the shilling. Took the mickey out Polonius, treated poor Ophelia vile, told Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that Denmark's bloody vile. Then a troop of travelling actors, just like 784, arrived to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting balmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, love says mammy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating, wondering if the ghosts are cheating, that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, while Horatio and him would wait to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now, and sure enough the king walked out before the scene was through. Now Hamlet knows that Claudius was the one that gave his da the dose, the only problem being now, Claudius knows he knows, and when Hamlet told his mother that her new man's not a fit one, Uncle Claude put out a contract with the English king as hitman. And when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send for an English hemp and necktie, with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. When Laertes heard his old man had been stabbed through the arse, he came running back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris and Ophelia with her dad killed by the man she meant to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed hari-kari. Hamlet, Hamlet, nae messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him that men, good or bad, at last must turn to dust. Then Laertes lost the place and was demanding retribution, but the king said, "Hang on there and I'll provide you a solution." So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. Then, just to make things double sure, the old belt and braces line, he arranged a poisoned sword tip and a poisoned cup of wine. The poisoned sword got Hamlet, but then Laertes muffed it, for the stupid bugger stabbed himself and confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mother drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, "Oh, I can see the king's the body now. Licentious, treacherous, damned Dane," he said, to be precise, "and made up for hesitating by killing Claudius twice." Then he said the rest was silence. That was Hamlet had his chips, made Claudius confess, and poured the wine between his lips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter, and forth in brass, knee-deep in Danes, lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, oh the gory, Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm away. If you thought this song was boring, you should read the bloody play.
Made quite a while ago by Fred Priback. I think he was a CSIRO biologist or bioscience person. The Push on the Corner is the album. He played banjo on that track called That's My Rabbit, My Dog Caught It. He says, "The tune probably started life as an early novelty number. I had fun using radio effects and sound samples. As for the wobble board, this may be its first ever appearance in hillbilly music." Before that, we heard Alastair Brown. Alastair Brown with a truncated and quite humorous version of Hamlet. Before that, Skedaddle from Canberra and the opera song. You're listening to Come All Ye. Today, no featured album, just a bunch of songs to make you smile, I hope, and some instrumentals from various Australian performers. Next fellow is an Australian performer. Doesn't sound like it, but he lived in Australia for the last 30-odd years of his life. I speak of Hildebrand.
I'm the constable of Punkinville, just traded horses at the mill. I be Joshua Ebenezer Fry. I know a thing or two, you bet your life I do. You can't fool me, 'cause I'm too darn sly. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Giddy up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. I'll shoot a hawk if the critter didn't balk. I'll whip Jed Peter, sure as Jeshua's my name. Went to the county fair, met a city slicker there. He says, "Give me 2 tens for a 5. I said, "You darn fool, I be the constabule. and I be arresting you as sure as you're alive. Well, the swan, I must be getting on. Giddy up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. I'll bet two bits this money's counterfeit. That city feller give me coming down on the train. Hitched up the old mare, drove her to the county fair. Won first prize on a load of squash. I got so darn full, I sold the Red Bull and give away the cow with silver bell, by gosh. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Giddy up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. I'll be darned, the butter ain't churned. We'll have buttermilk, sure as Joshua's my name. Got home so darn late, couldn't find the barn gate. Ma says, Joshua, is it possible? You are a disgrace, you ought to go and hide your face. I never see such actions for to be a constable. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Giddy up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. I'll be switched, the hay ain't pitched. Drop in when you're over to the farm again.
In 48 in Idaho, for houses the animals had to go. They turned for help to a man named Elmo, fish and game employee. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. Beavers, they move away too slow. From Piat Lake, they had to go. Their leader was called Geronimo. He was fine and brave and furry. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. El Mojito was the man. Elmo had a cunning plan. I will do what no one else can, transplant all the beavers. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. The beavers, their demise were facing. They had to get to Chamberlain Basin. Against the clock, Elmo was racing. We must save the beavers. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. He thought of parachutes, we don't know why, to take the beavers through the sky. A dumb idea, but worth a try. A load of airborne beavers. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. Elmo put them into boxes, boxes with automatic locks that opened when they hit the rocks. Is freedom for the beavers. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. The beavers live there to this day. They tell their tales, they have their say. It is to Elmo that they pray, the sky god of the beavers. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane. What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? What shall we do with a homeless beaver? Throw him from an airplane.
A bizarre story and true. there was a plan to relocate beavers into an area where it would be very difficult to take them in boxes overland, so they dropped them from aircraft with parachutes. With varying degrees of success, I have to say. Anyway, that was Cloud Street from Brisbane, the late John Thompson singing there. Another track about an animal. I played this on the program not that long ago because, well, I think it's fun. It's called Clasped to a Pig from terrific Irish performer Derry Farrell.
I'm reeling in tight, and it was some spree that I ain't been at last night. Well, I'd been to McCarty's with Patsy O'Mar, and we drank the black bottle from under the bar. And we drank and we drank, boys, we banished all care, and we gave not a thought to foul weather nor fair. And now on the floor I'm curled up in the heap, Billy. To sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, and the hairs of his curly tail are tickling my face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep, biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. Days that are gone, well, gaily I flurried my naughty blackthorn. And if I but only had it tonight, well, maybe I would not be offered a fight. Oh, and if Pat Murphy I chances to meet, it's an elegant brook sheen that we'll have in the street. And he'll soon be glad in his hotels to creep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, and the hairs of his curly tail are tickling my face. There's no use in telling me sober to keep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. Drop down by the pig here and share his embrace, and let my red whiskers lie close to your face. This crater won't hurt you, he'll do you no harm. Drop down here, biddy, and keep me back warm, and squeeze up beside me as you have done before. I'll sing you to sleep with the sounds of me snore. The rats and the mice all around us will creep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, and the hairs of his curly tail are tickling my face. No use in telling me sober to keep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep. For I'm clasped to the pig in a loving embrace, the hairs of his curly tail tickling my face. And there's no use in telling me sober to keep. Biddy, lay me to sleep, biddy, lay me to sleep.
Next track comes from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club. It's a track that was brought to them by their member Priya Shwal Kani from Canada. We'll hear a track by, or a tune, by Claude Mette, L'Ange au Patin. Claude Mette, you've heard on the program before. He was a fiddle player. Also a traditional tune called La Grande Gigue Sample. Priya learned these tunes from Pascal Gem and, as I said, brought them to the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club. And they sound like this. sound from the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club, music from French Canada. That last one, La Grande Gigue Sample, isn't really a jig. It's a reel, or more precisely, they tell us, it's a French-Canadian brandy. I've never heard that term used in that sense before. French-Canadian brandy. There you go. You're listening to Come All Ye, two songs about cats.
I've got a cat called Basingstoke. He's a cat you must admire. He's black and white, or he was till the night that he jumped into the fire. What a night, the tale it must be told. So grip your seat, for you're in for a treat that'll make your blood run cold. Basingstoke, he used to be so furry, till he tried to kung fu the canary. Up he jumped, soaring ever higher. Then the soaring stopped and down he dropped in the middle of the fire. In flames and smoke, my Basingstoke went roaring round the room. His fiery tum and his blackened bum appeared to spell his doom. What a cat, whoever would have guessed? He could stick his rear in a pint of beer while beating out his chest. Basingstoke, he truly is a trier. It takes guts to sing when you're on fire. What a cat, you should have seen him strain. Stuck like glue in the bottom of the loo and trying to pull the chain. Now life's no joke for Basingstoke, so runs the ugly rumour that the fiery hob did not just rob him of his sense of humour. Poor old chap, the prospect it appalls. Just one jump and down with a bump, and he's burnt off all his undergrowth. And Basingstoke, his tale is truly tragic. Fire and smoke have robbed him of his magic. The former spring poured terror of the tiles. Just sits and sighs with tears in his eyes, cause he only raises smiles. And Basingstoke, he used to be a charmer. Now ladies joke, they talk of fried banana. Poor old chap, he was too young to retire. Once he was happy, handsome and hairy, just a red-blooded pussy with a taste for canary. Now he comes some way between a fritter and a furry since he walked the fire.
Somebody's moggy by the side of the road. Somebody's pussy who forgot his highway code. Someone's favourite feline who ran clean out of luck when he ran onto the road and tried to argue with a truck.
Yesterday he burned and played in his pussy paradise, decapitating Tweety birds and masticating mice. Now he's just 6 pounds of raw mince meat
that don't smell very nice. He's nobody's moggy now.
Oh,
you who love your pussy, be sure to keep him in. Don't let him argue with a truck. The truck is bound to win. And up on the busy road, don't let him play or frolic. If you do, I'm warning you, it could be catastrophic.
If he tries to play on the roadway, I'm afraid that will be that. There will be one last despairing meow and a sort of squelchy splat. And your pussy will be slightly dead
and very, very flat. He's nobody's moggy, just red and squashed and soggy. He's nobody's moggy now on.
Two extraordinary songs about cats. First one was Basingstoke, recorded a long time ago by the late Bernard Bolan, who was a corporate lawyer in Sydney and a folk singer in his spare time. And Eric Bogle, who was an accountant a long time ago and then became a very successful folk singer. Here's the Dannon. They're leaving Tipperary.
The ship was sailing half an hour from across the broad Atlantic. My friends were standing on the pier with grief and sorrow frantic. My trunks were packed way down below on a good ship down O'Leary. The anchors weighed, the gangways up, I'm leaving Tipperary. Well, goodbye Mick and goodbye Pat and goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchors weighed, the gangways up, I'm leaving Tipperary. There's the steamer blazing up, I can no longer stay. For I'm bound for New York City, boy, 3,000 miles away, ha ha ha. Is all packed up with potatoes, greens and bacon. If you don't think I'm watching that, then thought you are mistaken. And if the ship should pitch and toss for a half a dozen fathoms, I'll take my trunk upon my back and walk to Castle Garden. For goodbye Nick and goodbye Pat and goodbye Kate and Mary. The anchor's weigh, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. There's the steamer blazing up, I can no longer stay. For a mouthful of New York City, by 3,000 miles away. Ha ha ha. My respects to Mr. Mack and as well to Mrs. Hagen. And I'll attend the christening when she marries Pat Johagen. I'm deep in love with Molly Burke as a jackass is in clover. And when I'm set, I'll write you bet and pay her passage over. So goodbye, Mick, and goodbye, Pat, and goodbye, Kate and Mary. The anchor's weigh, the gangway's up, I'm leaving Tipperary. There's the steamer blazing up, I can no longer stay. For I'm bound for New York City, by 3,000 miles away.
Contract to bury the body of blasphemous Bill McKay, whenever, wherever, or whatsoever the manner of death he die, whether he die by the light of day or under the peak-faced moon, in cabin or dance hall, camp or dive, mucklocks or patent shoon, by velvet tundra or glassy peak, by glacier drift or draw, by muskeg hollow or canyon gloom, by avalanche fang or claw, by battle, murder or sudden wealth, by pestilence, hooch or lead, I swore on the book I'd follow and look till I found my tombless dead. But Bill was a dainty kind of a cuss, and his mind was mighty set on a dinky patch with flowers and grass in a civilised boneyard lot. And how he died and where he died didn't matter a damn, so long as he had a grave with frills and a tombstone epigram. So I promised him, and he paid the price in good Chechaco coin. That same I blowed on that same night down in the Tenderloin. But I painted a 3-foot slab of pine. Here lies poor Bill McKay. And I hung it up on my cabin wall. And I waited for Bill to die. Years passed away. At last one day came a squaw with a story strange of a long deserted line of traps way back at the Bighorn Range, of a little cabin by a great divide, and a white man, stiff and still, lying there by his lonesome self. And I figured it must be Bill. and I thought of the promise I'd made to him, and I took down from the shelf that swell black box with the silver plate he'd picked out for hisself, and I loaded it up with grub and hooch, and I flung it up on a sleigh, and I harnessed up my team of dogs and was off at the dawn of day. Well, you know what it's like in the winter wild, when it's 59 below and the ice worms wriggle their purple heads through the crust of the pale blue snow, and the pine trees crack like little guns in the silence of the woods, and the icicles hang down like tusks under your parka hood, and the stovepipe smoke breaks sudden off, and the sky is weirdly lit, and the careless feel of a piece of steel burns like a red hot spit, and the mercury is a frozen ball, and the frost fiend stalks to kill. Well, 'twas just like that the day that I set out to look for Bill. Oh, the awful hush that seemed to crush me down on every hand, as I stumbled blind with a trail to find through that blank and bitter land. Half dazed, half crazed for the winter wild, with its grim heartbreak and woes, and the gruesome strife for a grip on life that only the sourdough knows. North by the compass, north I pressed, river and plain and peak, passed in a dream I slept to lose and woke to dream again. River and plain and mighty peak, and who could stand unawed as each summit blazed, he could stand undazed at the foot of the throne of God. North, aye, north, through a land accursed, shunned by the scouring brute, and all I heard was my own harsh word and the whine of the Malamute. At last I came to a cabin squat, cut in the side of the hill. I burst in the door, and there on the floor, frozen to death, Bill. Ice, white ice like a winding sheet, sheathed each smoke-grimed wall, ice on the stovepipe, ice on the bed, ice gleaming over all, glittering ice in the dead man's chest, sparkling ice in his hair, ice in his fingers, ice in his heart, ice in his glassy stare. Stiff as a log, and truss like a frog, with arms and legs outspread, I looked at the coffin I'd brought for him, and I looked at the gruesome dead. At last I spoke. Bill liked his joke, but still, gall darn his eyes, a man had ought to consider his mates in the way he goes and dies. Have you ever stood in an Arctic hut in the shadow of the pole with a little coffin 6x2 and a grief you can't control? Have you ever sat by a gruesome corpse that looked at you with a grin that seemed to say, you may try all day, but you'll never jam me in? I'm not a man of the quitting kind, but I never felt so blue as I sat there looking at that stiff and figuring what I do. I arose and kicked off the husky dogs that were sniffing round about, and I lit a roaring fire in the stove, and I started to thaw Bill out. I thawed and thawed for 13 days, but it didn't do no good. His arms and legs stuck out like pegs, as if they was made of wood. At last I cried it in, no use. He's froze too hard to thaw. He's obstinate. He won't lie straight. So I guess I'll have to saw. Oh. So I sawed off poor Bill's arms and legs, and I laid him snug and straight in that little coffin he'd picked hisself with the dinky silver plate. And I came nigh near to shedding a tear as I safely nailed him down and loaded him up on my Yukon sleigh and headed back to town. So I buried him, as the contract was, in that narrow grave and deep. And there he's waiting the great clean-up when the judgment sluiced sweep. And as I smoke my pipe and I meditate in the land of the midnight sun, I often think if there really was the awful things I'd done. And as I sit and the parson talks, expounding of the law, I often think of poor old Bill and how hard he was to saw.
family band from Malden in Victoria called Blackwood. That was Sesuolo's Quella. Andy Rigby, one of the members of the band, is quite taken with that kind of music from Southern Africa. He arranged that for their album, Never at Home. You're listening to Come All Ye, where there's no featured album on the program today, just a bunch of songs to make you smile, I hope, and some instrumentals from Australian artists, such as Blackwood. You may be challenged to be smiling at this one. If you speak French, you'll probably get away with it. But I'll give you a heads up anyway. It's a track from Kate and Anna McGarrigal, an old album of theirs called Dancer with Bruised Knees. It's a good album. The song is called Perrine était servante. Perrine is a servant. And she has a secret liaison with her lover. But they get sort of caught, or about to get caught, so she hides him in a cupboard. And that's probably a good idea, except she forgets he's in there after 6 weeks. He's not well. The rats had cleaned his bones and he was history.
Chez Monsieur le Curé du Grand Arrondir. Son âme avait la voir, son âme avait la voir, le soir après dîner du Grand Arrondir. Le soir après dîner du Grand Arrondir. Pirino, ma Pirine, voudrais-tu m'embrasser? Au grand goutte bête, au grand goutte bête, ça se prend sans se demander du Grand Arrondir. Voilà le curé qui arrive, voilà le curé qui arrive. Où vas-tu bien caché du Grand Arrondaine? Où vas-tu bien caché du Grand Arrondaine? Cache-toi donc dans la huche, cache-toi donc dans la huche. Il saura point trouver du Grand Arrondaine. Il saura point trouver du Grand Arrondaine. Ils ont rongé son crâne, ils ont rongé son crâne. Et puis tous les doigts pieds du Grand Arrondaine. Et puis tous les doigts pieds du Grand Arrondaine. Voilà la triste histoire, voilà la triste histoire. Un homme marié qui allait trouver les filles, qui allait trouver les filles. Le soir après dîner du Grand Arrondaine. Le soir après dîner du Grand
Kate and Anna McGarrigal joining the program with Perrine était servante. And you'd have to assume that that didn't have a happy ending. Next song doesn't really have a happy ending either, but at least I don't think there's a fatality involved.
I went to the doll office down behind the mall. them all about my position and the cash shortfall. I wanted a counter check. Well, there I saw people, and the people were many, who, as far as money goes, they haven't got a penny. Goods and services they can't buy any, and they can't get a counter check. Pooh, wong, bong, bong, everywhere you go, the answer is the same, and the answer's always no. Bargo, dargo, everywhere you land, you never get the money in your hand. To Sydney with a mate of a mate, thought we'd make a little work in interstate, but we got laid off and we were losing lots of weight, and we needed a counter check. So I picked up a number and I sat down there next to a lady who was too depressed to care. But we slept in the car park at Bankstown Square, 'cause we didn't get a counter check. The answer is the same, and the answer's always no. Bargo, dargo, everywhere you land, you never get the money in your hand. Well, they wouldn't help me and they wouldn't explain. They said, wait for the money, but the money never came. I'm telling you now, I got the money on the brain. Just give me a counter check. 'Cause the same thing happened to me late last year, out in the Mallee where the mice get in your ear. I couldn't get a billet and I couldn't get a beer, and I couldn't get a counter check. Boo, wong, bong, bong, everywhere you go, the answer is the same, and the answer's always no. Bargo, dargo, everywhere you land, you never get the money. Those little holes are getting bigger in my socks. My head like my shoes, it must be full of rocks. I spent last night inside a cardboard box, 'cause I couldn't get a counter check. So by Shanks's pony, now I'm heading overland, back to the river that they call a Jelly Brand, down home near Wimba with the rest of the clan, where I won't need a counter check. Boo, wong, bong, bong, everywhere you go, the answer is the same, and the answer's always no. Bargo, dargo, everywhere you land, you never get the money in your hand.
Well, everybody, welcome to the end of the pier. On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted hooray. Now gather round, I'll tell you all a story. Don't worry, I'll not lecture you or preach. In Coogee there's a fence which by divine coincidence casts a saintly shadow on the beach. It looks just like the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yes, it does.
Has come to dip her toenails in the brine.
The water's fine.
She wears the usual robes and an halo round her clothes. If you stand up on your head and close one eye. The day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, the businessmen all rubbed their hands with glee. There's virgin souvenirs, virgin caps and virgin beers, and a virgin in a snowstorm by the sea. There's an holy mother set of virgin beach towels, but the gift that every pilgrim wants the most is a lovely set of three picture postcards by the sea. Father and the Son and Holy Post. All together now. On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted, "Hip hooray!" You've heard about the shrine of Thomas a Becket, I know you have. And even Comrade Lenin draws a crowd. There's the water down at Lourdes and Stratford's hallowed ports. And let's not be forgetting Turin's painted shroud. Now you've heard about the stable down in Bethlehem and the statue that keeps weeping tears of blood. Well, now Coogee's got a claim to a similar place of fame, and the economic outlook's looking good. Well, they're pouring in from all around the country, from north and south and all along the coast. Each afternoon at three, they all gather round to see the holiest of posties with the most. And the local shops, they're doing massive business, from the Holy Mother and her entourage. And the crowds are up as well at the Coogee Bay Hotel, and the pommies say the Coogee's going large. Hooray! On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. Yes, they did. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted, "Hip hooray!" Here we go. And a motion then was put to everyone. They said that Bondi has the sun, and that Manly seems more grand, but Coogee now has an attraction second to none. It's a boon to every business here in Coogee. We'll brew a celebration bottle beer.
Cheers.
It's a sin not to embrace it, and besides we ought to face it, there's not that many virgins found round here.
Hello, dear.
The Coogee shops, they're making lots of money, and even Richard Branson wants a piece.
Oh, hi there.
As the pilgrims come in waves to the beach where Mary saves, they've even had to put on extra police.
Ain't it all?
Well, every single eastern suburbs council makes counterclaim with every public speech. And not to be outdone, Bondi Council claims as one that Jesus Christ surfs down at Bondi Beach.
What a beach!
On the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee, they flew the banners down the big parade. The pilgrims came to feast at the Mecca of the East, and everybody shouted. The public laws were flouted, the whales and dolphins spouted, the holy word was doubted, and everybody shouted, "Hip hooray!" Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside, having a lovely time.
Well, I had to include that track. That's the Wheeze and Suck Band from Sydney, the day the Virgin Mary came to Coogee. Here's a set of tunes from a group called The Freewheeler. Dougal Adams, Ado Barker and Ben Stevenson. Self-titled, The Freewheeler. We'll hear The Old Bush, The Green Fields of Ross Bay and Toss the Feathers.
Thank you.
Three tunes by The Freewheeler from their self-titled album. The Old Bush, The Green Fields of Ross Bay and Toss the Feathers. All traditional tunes. The crockery ware. Yes, time for the crockery ware. This is Len Graham.
Belfast town, and he courted a girl when he was young. A young man lived in Belfast town, and he courted a girl when he was young. He asked her for a fever bride, that he might sleep with her all night. Right, white folla doodle light o' day, right, white folla doodle light o' day. This fair maiden she give consent, and straight up to her room she went. This fair maiden she give consent, and straight up to her room she went. And in the room there was a chair, and under the chair was a crockery ware. Right, white folla doodle light o' day, right, white folla doodle light o' day. The young man he got up in the night, looking for his heart's delight. The young man he got up in the night, looking for his heart's delight. His foot did slip, I do declare, and he tumbled into the crockery ware. Right, white folla doodle light o' day, right, white folla doodle light o' day. The old woman she got up in the night, and she ran upstairs with a candlelight. The old woman she got up in the night, and she ran upstairs with a candlelight. She says, young man, what do you there, a breaking all my crockery ware? Right, white folla doodle light o' day, right, white folla doodle light o' day. At the break of day to see what this young man would pay. The call for the police at the break of day to see what this young man would pay. The pen £9 with the crockery ware, and £9.10 for the damn old chair. Right, white folla doodle light o' day, right, white folla doodle light o' day. Come all you wild and rambling sparks that love to wander in the dark. Come all you wild and rambling sparks that love to wander in the dark. Don't bang your shins against the chair, upset the old woman's crockery ware. Right, white folla doodle light o' day, right, white folla doodle light o' day.
Dagens kind beer, drum trinken wir rest hier. Und sind wir nicht mehr hier, drum trinken die anderen unser Bier. In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Yum, yum. Och vi är bortifrån, den vänner skall ha det så bra. In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Yum, yum.
Wisconsin, somewhere up that area. Polka music is very popular, has been for 100 years. That's a group called the Goose Island Ramblers, and in heaven, there is no beer. Tom Lehrer joins the program just before we draw stumps today, a program of music hopefully to make you smile, as long as you're not too concerned about World War II history.
And what is it that put America in the forefront of the nuclear nations? And what is it that will make it possible to spend $20 billion of your money to put some clown on the moon? Well, it was good old American know-how, that's what. As provided by good old Americans like Dr. Werner von Braun. Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. A Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical. Say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rockets are up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. And I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
Tom Lehrer, Werner von Braun. Thank you for your company today. That's it from Come All Ye. I leave you with some music by Roger Hargraves and Angela Noonan. This is The Thatched Cabin, The Chicago, and Scotch Mary. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.